I'm going to talk to you about the reading that we heard from Jeremiah, and a lot of the phrase that probably sticks in a lot of our minds is the phrase, "Is it a bomb in Gilead?" It's very, very familiar. There's even a famous novel written by Marilynne Robinson called Gilead, in which I think she's kind of referring back to this. She's talking about a family which is very broken over the course of generations, very devout, at least the grandfather and grandfather, very devout. The family's very broken, and the kind of need for healing that's in that family. And this is what we see here as well. Jeremiah's desperate cry for healing for the people of Israel. So there's my wife many years ago took a course at, which college was that in North Vancouver? Langara? Yeah, in Vancouver, yeah, in English literature. So she read all these classics of English literature, and I very dutifully, Canadian literature rather, and I very dutifully read along with them. I must say we are depressing people on the basis of our literature. But anyway, they're all very good, but just a little bit depressing. One of them, I think it may have been Sinclair Lewis. I'm trying to remember. Some of you will know. It's the story of a man. I think he was charged with armed robbery. And then he gets to an Anglican priest who becomes kind of a mentor. Some of you will correct me on this later. I'm doing it on the basis of memory. He becomes a mentor for him and helps him establish a new life and does very well. And the priest is very, I think, very pleased with himself. That's how it's shown him. He's very pleased with himself. And this guy started this new life with his help. And it's all going very well. And every day and everywhere, everything's getting better and better. I don't know if you ever know that, if any of you know the Steely Dan song, you go back, Jack, and do it again. Anybody know that song? But then he goes back, Jack, and does it again. He goes back and commits another crime. And it's rather surprising for the priest after all the work he's put in. And the author is trying to make a point, and that there's something mysterious at the heart of human nature, that we will sometimes do the thing which is not good for us. St. Paul talks about that himself. The things I would do, I don't do. The things I would not do, I do. Who will save me from this body of death, he says. So again, it points at this kind of mystery about us. Why would we do the things which are destructive to us? And as we've seen, this is something that Jeremiah, it talks about it again and again. You see, here we have this phrase in Jeremiah, if my head were a fountain so that I could weep for my people. The endless kind of grief. We may think of Jeremiah, the phrase Jeremiah, as being a prophet who's very angry and berating people. But underneath that is his deep grief for his people. And the constant question, which he's trying to answer, which is, why do we do the things that we do when we know they are destructive for us? Why is Israel so bent on its self-destruction? And again, he tries to answer this question. And today he asks, in his great grief, is there no balm in Gilead? In other words, is there no healing for my people's this inclination within us? We call it low anthropology, this thing in human nature, which is, we should feel positive and optimistic about ourselves. We have to be realistic about this. Is there no healing for this? It's interesting that he would think of it in terms of healing. In Western Christianity, we often think of sin as almost being something juridical or judicial. We've broken a law. In the Eastern Church, they understand it sort of differently. They understand that we are, it almost have a kind of illness. There's something within us that is almost a kind of a sickness in us that needs to be not just forgiven, as we would say, when we've broken a law, but needs to be healed, because there's something in us again which is not right. Almost medically. And in the Eastern Church, a priest, for example, is seen as a kind of physician. not as a judge acquitting someone when you hear their confession, but as a physician who's helping someone to heal this deep wound within us. So this is what Jeremiah is looking at again. He said, what is this? What is this in it? And he finally says, it's the human heart. That's the problem. And it's the will. I remember writing a paper on St. Augustine, our great teacher in the West, actually, and reading this very long book and trying to understand it. And then finally writing at the top of the page, finally, after reading hundreds of pages, it's the will, stupid, to myself. It's the will. It's our will that is the problem. And Jeremiah is going, well, how do you change your heart? How do you change your will so that you'll stop, you know, going back, Jack, and doing it again, things that are self-destructive? And he finally says, later on, the only thing we can really do is that God can give us a new heart. The only solution is God gives us a new heart, so that whatever this is, this brokenness within us, can be healed, because our will is healed, and because we want to obey God, we want to love other people, we want to be less selfish, and everything that involves. So here's the thing. Sometimes maybe we think we can, I don't know, maybe sometimes even if you think you can read somebody else's mind or something, of course, which we can't, we very attuned to other people, but we are 100% inside our own skins, right? Like we can discern what other people are saying through their tone of voice, imperceptibly through facial expressions, through words, obviously, all kinds of things, but we are inside of ourselves and we can communicate with each other. The only exception to that is Jesus, who can communicate from his inside directly to our inside. And that is what Jeremiah was anticipating, and that the Messiah will come, who won't just speak words that we'll hear with our ears and then try and integrate, and then we'll kind of have to and not do. But that Jesus inside will speak to our inside. And so we will be transformed by that most intimate of all relationships. So Jeremiah's, the balm that Jeremiah is seeking is found in Jesus himself. Again, his inside to our inside. So, I wish there were a happier ending to that novel that I was talking about at the beginning. I'm sure there are lots of Canadian novels with happy endings to them. You can give me a list later, so it can change my prejudices. But nonetheless, the book of Jeremiah does have a happy ending in the sense that it anticipates this transformation of our wills and of our hearts. Amen.